So again, in the Lishna Acharin of the Gemara is trying to prove from the Mishnah that Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. In the end of the part that we, the first section, right, what the Gemara is able to establish is that the only way to be able to prove Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, and the only way in a certain sense to make sense out of the Mishnah according to this Lashon, is to set it up as a case D'les Ba Din Chaluka, where there is no ability to force the split. Why is that the pshat? Why is that a necessary step? Because otherwise the word ratzu in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So this way, because otherwise one could just be kofa the other. So right now, where we left off prior to the next kasha, the Gemara is learning that, all right, hashut bin shiratzu lasos mechitza, if they want to divide and build a wall, bonus that goes to them, so they have to follow. I mean, that was machlokas, so they wanted to divide and build a wall, if they just wanted to divide. But because Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, we can force that there is going to be a division. Why does it depend on ratzon? It must be the lesba din chaluka. Must be the lesba din chaluka. So we ask the Gemara now as follows. So it says the Gemara, about 12 lines down. Ma'ika mashmalan. What is the Gemara trying to teach us? Tichi lespa din chaluka kiratzu pligi. Is it trying to teach us that if there is a not enough for it to be able to force a chaluka, meaning there's less than 8 amos, is it really trying to teach us that if there is no din chaluka, that if they want to, they can divide? That can't be, because we're going to learn later on, we'll see it inside in a moment. We learned then the Mishnah later on that this, that we say that if there's a din chaluka, that's when you're going to be able to split, that's talking about forcing a split. But if it's ratzu, as is the case in our Gemara, then it's not going to depend on ratzu. I'm sorry, if it's ema din chaluka, then if they're ratzu, of course they're able to. Divide. In which case, what is the Mishnah teaching us? What is the Mishnah teaching us? So again, if there's no din chalukah, they can divide if they want. What is the kasha of the Gemara? So the problem is, and this is the problem that's really addressed by all of the Rishonim, is what's the kasha of the Gemara of my kamash malan? Why is the Gemara jumping to saying, oh, my kamash malan, oh, why? Is this coming to teach me about lespa din chalukah? Is that really the ikar chiddush of our Gemara? That's not the main point of our Gemara. The main point of our Gemara is to prove what? Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara did prove that Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. So what's the kasha of the Gemara about my kamash malan? What's it coming to teach you? The answer is, kamash malan, Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. The Hezek Re'iya is a real form of damage. So what does the Gemara want? What does the Gemara want? So this is really the kasha that almost all the Rishonim asked. And we need to, again, there are slight nuances in the Rishonim in order to understand what the kasha is of the Gemara. Here again, just in pshat. Because again, when you guys saw the kasha of the Gemara, you probably have the same reaction that Tosfos has. Or one of the other Rishonim, which is, kamash man hezek mish mei hezek. Why are you getting so focused on the issue of chaluka, no chaluka? That's a tangential point. That's not the main point of our sugya. The main topic of our sugya is Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. That's exactly what Tosfos says. Look at Tosfos on top. My kamash malan b'she'ein ba'din chaluka af agav de kamash van de Shmei Hezek. So right away Tosfos says that the main kamash malan we're not asking on. But the main kamash malan of the sugya is Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. That's not what we're asking on. So what is the kasha? So that's the easy answer. So why is the Gemara asking my kamash malan? My kamash malan means you didn't teach me anything, but we taught you something. We taught you Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. Oh. So Afakat the Kamashal Nishme Ezek Hachi Perusho. This is the pshat in how you read the Gemara. My Kamash Malon, what are you teaching me? B'mai da'ayri be'ein ba din chaluka. If the main point of the Mishnah is to teach me that Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, then why do I need to box into ourselves into this specific case of ein ba din chaluka in order to teach that Chiddush? In order to teach that Chiddush. The kasha is—it's not a kasha on the Gemara, right? The Gemara is asking a kasha on the Mishnah, right? Tosos is fine with the kasha the Gemara asks, right? The Gemara's kasha is—why is the Mishnah again? Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, we understand, and we understand why the Gemara was forced to say that it's Ein Ba Din Chaluka. But why did the Mishnah set it up in a way that's forcing the hand of the Gemara to learn that way? And that's Pshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have just said, Hashutvin, leave out the word Ratzu, right? Hashutvin Shebo'o Blachlok Bonanis HaKosa Bensa. We come to split. You're going to, why was there no Mechitza beforehand? If Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, okay, because it was, combination chatzer. There was no reason for us to have to split. But why did it set it up in such a way? That's the kasha. You should split shaminim b'sheyesh bo din chaluka afagav de lo ratzu. And then we'll say palgi. And we'll say that you're going to split. That is how Tosfos understands the kasha of the Gemara. Is that clear? So the kasha of the Gemara is not my kamash v'lan about Hezek Riyashmei Hezek. Everybody realizes that's a chiddush. But why did we have to say the chiddush in such a roundabout way? If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah says the my kamash v'lan da'apagav d'lesle din chalugi ratzu pagi pirish im ratzu lachlok. We understand that if they're coming to split, you have to do a wall. So he makes a slightly different point. You can't tell me that the Ratzu... Let's back up a second. There are two issues here. One is what's the Kamashan, and one is what is the Ratzu. Right? What is the Ratzu over here? If the Ratzu is just that they want to divide, then there isn't even a kasha to talk about. Because there's no chiddush whatsoever in that, right? Aval in the parash ki Ratzu lachlok chokin, that if they want to divide, they can divide. Dibahal lo av kamash lo midi. That wouldn't even teach us the chiddush of daf yud aleph. Sheyadusha yadush osim b'shelem girtzona. Right, so there are three issues here. One issue is Hezek Riyashmei Hezek. And then everybody agrees is fine to learn now. The second issue is once we're going to say that there's an issue of Ratzu, well, what was the Ratzu on? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't think that my Kamashra, that if they want they could divide. That doesn't mean that they just want to stomp divide. Because again, that's the yisod that we've been saying again and again and again, which is that two people, whatever their monetary relationship is, as long as they're not violating halacha, they can do whatever they want in their property. So the fact that if they want to divide, that they are allowed to divide, that also wouldn't be a chiddush. The chiddush is that if they want to build a wall, I'm sorry, that if they want to divide, they have to divide with a wall. The fact that they can divide is not a kamash v'lan. And that's the continuation. So Tanina Emasai, the chiddush is that we can force them to use a wall. It can't be that they just divided the MK Michael Mashal. There would be no chiddush whatsoever. Right? There are two levels of there not being a chiddush. Right? One level is there any chiddush at all? If you're just going to say that the Ratzu is that they could divide, even if they agreed to, that's not a chiddush at all. The question of Michael Mashalon is, what's there is a chiddush here. The chiddush here is that they have to divide with a wall. But that chiddush I already know later on. But that's not something which is so obvious that we don't need a Mishnah somewhere to teach it to me. Right? Oh. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara is my kamash malon. If it's why are we teaching it around that way of chatzar she'ein badin chaluka and ratzu instead of chatzar she'yeshbo, and that they could even force each other to build a wall, right? Good. Oh. So says. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Ran, my kamash malon, apa galu bechuluka ki ratzu pagi. Klomer, my kamash malon, ki nakar haydina bechatzar she'ein badin chaluka k'shratzu lachuk. Again, so far it's the same. Right? What are we teaching by setting it up as a case of that there is no din chaluka and they want to divide? De'il Ashmin and Ezra Gishman, you're going to say, okay, we know what the Chiddush of this mission is. This is the Ezra Gishman mission. So that's the Chiddush, is that Ezra Gishman Ezra? That can't be. Because then the Shamina Bechatzer, Sheyeshba Din Chaluka, then you could set it up as a Chatzer in which there is more than enough room to divide. And then the Chiddush is going to be that they can force. Right? One guy's going to force the other. And then once you can force the division, you can force the wall. Because of Hezekiah. Right? Tagafa God Lord to go and says, live those coasts of Edea. And that is a big chiddush, right? I can force you not only to divide, but once it's going to divide, because Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, I can even force you to put up a wall. Alright. And if you're going to say, Vilashmina Gav Orche, and if you're going to say, no, Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, I can teach you in one of two ways. Either Bechatar Sheyeshba Din Chaluka and they force, or Bechatzar She'ein Ba Din Chaluka and they want to do it. And then what's the benefit of teaching Bechatzar She'ein Ba Din Chaluka? The Chiddush is that even in that case, you can divide. Right? V'ilash v'na agav orcha, if we're going to say there's an extra Chiddush, Da'af agav adot nechil gyeratzu pagi, Klomar, Shemikeven shekiblu aleim chalukosan kayemes. Very interesting line of the Ran. What is the svara here? Meaning, there's a habamin of the Gemara. Right? Let's just try it step by step. Right? So the Mishnah first teaches me that. Right, the chatzar she'ein bo din chaluka, right? Imratzu palgi. Right, if you have a chatzar she'ein bo din chaluka, if you want to divide, you can divide. So then the Gemara says that this teaches me, right? Hezekiah shmei hezek. Says the Gemara. But I don't need, right? Says the Gemara here, my kamash malon. What's it coming to teach me? Again, which does not mean my kamash malon number two, but it's my kamash malon that I specifically set it up in a chatzar, she'ein bo din chaluka. She'ein bo din chaluka. So at this point in the Gemara is asking, what's the chiddush, right? My kamash malon. That it's a chatzar she'ein bo. That it's a chatzar she'ein bo din chaluka. Right? Where's the Gemara? I'm sorry. Now, what would be the chiddush in this case? Because again, what's the problem with this? Why is this not a chiddush? It's not a chiddush because we have it already. Right? Right? We already learned it.
right? But what is this chiddush? I mean, that's the question. I don't know if it's clear or not. Right? The Gemara is asking, what is a chiddush? And the Gemara answers, the reason that there's no chiddush is because we learn the chiddush later on. But that means it still has to be a chiddush. Right? Just we already know that chiddush later on. But what is that chiddush? What is this chiddush that we're learning over here? No?
I thought it's separate. In the Mishnah, we learned the chiddush that before Tekosa, but in the, and then the chiddush of...
That's the question that not that Tosos is grappling with, but that's the question that these other Yishonim are grappling with. It's actually a little bit what Tosos is going to ask at the end. He's going to ask in a slightly different way. But the point is this, right? The point is that if when we're going to say Ma'at Kamashmalan, we already learned it over here, but there has to be some sort of chiddush that we're learning over here that is now redundant. But what is the chiddush? What is there, again, if you didn't have the Mishnah on Daf Yiram, let's pretend for a moment, you did not have the Mishnah on Daf Yiram, and I said to you, okay, right, our Gemara would be satisfied saying that our Mishnah is talking about a Chatzar She'en Bo Din Chalukah if there was no Mishnah on Daf Yiram. Right? That's Pshat in the Gemara. So what is the Chiddush of Chatzar She'en Bo Din Chalukah that we're teaching you, and that we would be saying, okay, now everything's fine if we didn't have Daf Yiralef? Yeah?
The chiddush would be that A, you can't divide if you want to divide, and then B, also.
Oh, you can divide if you want to divide. Hold on, right? That's what you might say. So that's what the Rishonim are saying is not the chiddush. Why is that not the chiddush? Why is it not the chiddush that I can divide or divide? But that's what the Rishonim just said. You know, in my own Rishus, I can do whatever I want. Of course I can divide if we both agree. And if we both don't agree, then I can't force you. So what's the chiddush of Chatzar She'en Bo Din Chalukah that we happen to learn over there? We have to understand what is that chiddush. Right? So we have two suggestions in the Rishonim here as to what that chiddush would be. The first chiddush is what Rabbi Yonah says, right? The Rabbi Yonah doesn't address that. The Ran is addressing this question, right? So what does the Ran say the chiddush is? Shekeva mikeva shekibo lein chalukosan kayemes velo matzichad ne'alimimer sover hayisi l'kata. You can't back out. You can't back out. That's what the chiddush is. Right? The chiddush that we already learned over here, right, is once you agree, you are stuck. Once you agree, you are stuck and you can't back out anymore. And that's a chiddush, right? Because I might have said, if the only reason that we were going to be able to divide is because of our ratzon, if I no longer have that ratzon, I don't have to divide anymore. But that's what Yaakov Duran is saying. But there has to be some sort of chiddush. Because the Gemara is saying, the Gemara doesn't just say, if there was no chiddush, then the Gemara would say pshita. But we don't need to bring a raya from Daf Yud Aleph. If we're bringing a raya from Daf Yud Aleph, it has to be there is a chiddush over there, but now it's redundant. And now we understand the mahal of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying over here, I really have two chiddushim. Chiddush number one is Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. But for that, I don't have to set it up as Ebo Din Chalukah. But in terms of the second chiddush, I might have said that it's Ebo Din Chalukah. That it's only my rutzon or our rutzon that's determining that there's a reason to build a wall. So if my rutzon disappears, I no longer want it, so maybe I should be able to back out. Kamash Malon, once I agree to it, that's what it sounds like. Right? Here we go. Right? Shemekevet, Shekiblo, Lehm, Chalukos, and Kayemes. As long as they accept to do it. It's not clear if the Ran is saying before they actually divide. It sounds like even after they divided, I might have thought that this isn't... I thought I could handle it. But again, what was the Chisaron? What was the issue of Yeshua Din Chalukah? So that was what we spoke about right last week, which is that if it's less than 8 amos, and we're each only going to get a section, which is, you know, I don't know, 1.5 amos, right? It doesn't give me a lot of space. So I might have thought this is a great idea. I want to be rid of you. Sagara, you see, I thought that this would work. You know what? It doesn't work. So if it was not my choice, so the Yeshua did Chalukah. Of course I can't back out. That's the Chiddush of Aaron. Then we understand what the Raya is, right? The Raya from David Aleph is that when it's Ratzu and no Din Chalukah, they have to do it. Again, what did it say in Daf Yud Aleph, right? So he says here, Tanina, Amos Ibisman Ein Shneim Rotzim. That the Din Chalukah is when they both, the only time that you can't divide is if they don't want. Avav Bisman Shneim Rotzim, Afil Bachas Mekan Cholken. Then you can divide it. So that the Raya from Daf Yud is that when it's Ratzu and there is no Din Chalukah, they have to do it. Why? Because otherwise that Mishnah has no Chiddush, right? There's no Chiddush even on Daf Yud Aleph, right? Let's look at the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. What does the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph say? The Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph says, "Ein Chokin Sachotzer Achi Arba Maslazeh Ba'Arba Maslazeh." You don't divide the field, meaning what? Meaning what? You can't force a division. You can't force the division of the Shutvas unless there's 4 amos each one. Is there a Chiddush in that line? If you don't know anything else. So, or yes. Right? There's a two-pronged Chiddush. One, that I can force, I can dissolve a Shutvas against, right? There's nothing here about Ratzon. Right? I can dissolve the Shutvas even against the will of the other person. And B, that I can only do it if we have a certain amount that we're going to receive as an end result. So I might have said not that way on either of those points. So we understand why the Mishnah has to teach me that. Once the Mishnah teaches me that, what did that tell me? So presumably it tells me something. I don't know if we know exactly what it is. Either that it has to have a shade, has to still be called the Chatzer, or that it has to be a significant amount. Right? If we're going to be left with an insignificant Chatzer afterwards, we haven't done anything. We haven't helped anything. So then that's the continuation of Mishnah. So again, all of them are more examples. Again, it's more examples of the same Chiddush, which is trying to define for us in each case what's considered to be a significant amount. It doesn't always go by dalet amos. Sometimes it goes by how much crops or produce will be able to be produced by this amount of land. But the Chiddush is the same. The Chiddush is the same, that there, in order for there to be a Din Chalukah, you have to be doing something important. You have to be doing something significant. It has to be that we're each going to come out with the same thing that we had. Not the same size, that's impossible. You can't divide the same thing in two and end up with the same size. But if I had a merichatz, and we're forcing you to divide it, I want to end up with a merichatz. It might be a smaller merichatz, but it's still a merichatz. Oh, then the Mishnah says, Zakal, Koshe Khala Gushmola Choken Mimla Vein Choken. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask every time, as the Gemara does every time it says Zakal, what is that coming to include? But now we have a Chiddush. This is a big Chiddush, this Mishnah. Right? I can force a Chalukah, but it's defined, it's framed by the necessity that I'm going to end up with something significant. So that line, l'chor, is a pillar. Is there a hava mina not that way? Is there a hava mina that if we both agree to this setup that I can't do it? Why would I ever think that? Like, the Mishnah only tells me something if there's some sort of chiddush. There has to be some sort of chiddush. Right? Oh, so that's exactly what the Ran is telling. And that's what Eric Gemara is saying also. My Kamashra, I've been teaching you something. So what's the chiddush? So now it's actually an amazing chiddush. I might have thought that I could back out. If it all was dependent on my Ratzon, so maybe there's no permanence to it. Maybe I could say, I can't handle it. I thought I could manage with a 1.5 Amma Chatzar. It's impossible. I can't do anything with it. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my money. That's what the Ran is saying, the Pshat is the Gemara. So let's continue reading the Ran. Right, Klomar Shemekeva, it's in the second, the left-hand column, the left-hand side, three lines down, two lines down. Klomar Shemekeva, Shekeva, Lein, Chalu, Kasan, Kayemes. Once they accepted it, it stands. V'lo, Mati, Chamin, Alein, Resavar, Yisna, Kabel. No one of them cannot say, I thought I could handle it, I can't. Hanami, Tanita. But that Kiddush we also have already. Amos, Ayer, Bizman, Shein, Shneim, Rosa, Rosa, Shneim, Rosa, Vilchus, Beganya, Chlokum. Right, the Mishnah Dafir Al Klomar, the Chalukas and Kayemes. The Chiddush is that the Chalukas is permanent. It lasts. The Elo, my Kamash, Belom, Pshita. Otherwise, the Mishnah Dafir Al is Pashat. And we haven't gained anything. Right, saying that our Gemara is teaching us nothing because we already learned nothing on Dafir Al, and we're not getting anywhere. So there has to be a chiddush in Daf Yad Aleph, but that chiddush was already learned over, was already taught over here. Oh, that's what the Gemara over here is saying. Now we can read the continuation of the Gemara, then we'll get back to Tosfos. Okay, but that's a key line, a key step in the Gemara over here. So says the Gemara. So my Kamash has got Din Chaluka Kiratsu Palgi, that if you do it, and again, the way we read according to Ran, and that it's permanent. Tanina, we learned that already. Hema Sai Bizman Shein Shnaim Rosim. Ava Bizman Shnaim Rosim. But if they both want it, Afilu Pachos Mikan Chokim. We already learned it. Answers the Gemara. No. If we only had the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, Hava Amina Afilu Pachos Mikan, the Mesifas Be'alma, Kamash Malan Hacha Koso. If I only would have taught the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, then I might have said that in the case of less badin chaluka, it would be enough to have a mesifas ba'alma, some sort of minor type of fence, and that would suffice. Comes along our mission that once they agree, since Hezek re'iya shmei Hezek, They need a real koso. What's the hava mina? What's that hava mina? Again, what did the Gemara just say? So the Gemara answer, let's just continue over here. We already learned it. Right? If I only had the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, right? I would have thought a Masifas is sufficient. And then number six is Kamash Malan, our Mishnah, that you need a Kosel.
even in a case of less buddin chalukah. Even in a case of less buddin chalukah. What's this habamina? Why would I think just because they agreed to divide, instead of being forced to divide, and that's what we're saying the habamina is. Since we agreed to divide and it's an ein buddin chalukah, so I understand that we have to build a wall. That we have to build a wall. Because, presumably, Hezek Mishmeh has it. But I wouldn't have known that our Mishnah stating it, that it has to be a full-fledged kosel. Meaning, it sounds like, you can just make sure it's clear, if there was a din chalukah, if there was a din chalukah, as is the case in the beginning of the Mishnah over there, what wall would I think you build? A full-fledged wall. A full-fledged wall. But only because ein badin chalukah, ein badin chalukah, so I would have said only Mesibas Baal is enough. My guy. My Rashad. If you're concerned about Hezek Re'iyah, if you're concerned about Hezek Re'iyah, and you're going to say that in a case where there is a din chalukah, you have to put up a full-fledged wall, so then I would, as long as you agree, you're basically saying, I opt in. We opt into this situation. Once we're opting in, Hezek Re'iyah, you have to put up the same wall. Why would I differentiate in the type of wall that I need to put up, whether it's Yesh Badin Chalukah or Ein Badin Chalukah? What's the svara? Maybe just sharpen it a little bit. Look, I don't know if everyone's able to hear, right? That if we're talking about a case of Ein Badin Chalukah, so you're already very, very on top of each other. If you're very on top of each other, so then maybe Hezek Re'iyah is not as much of a concern. I might tweak it slightly, yeah?
Doesn't the wall take up space also? So if it's already small,
we'd feel bad for you.
If it's already small enough field, it also matters for the wall, you're not
going to make it. That's true, but then I'll tell you, so don't divide. Meaning, that's your decision. You can't have it both ways. If we're concerned about Hezek Re'iyah, there's a takanas kachamim of what Hezek Re'iyah wall has to look like.
You assume that there's a difference in the beginning.
What do you mean?
No. Meaning, the question that I already posed, what was the difference between
the
different
language?
Maybe it's because the wall takes up space. So like, oh, it's not obvious that we're going to force you to build a wall.
Because it's not what we agreed to, you're saying?
No, because it's also like taking up
the
space.
But why does that impact Hezek Re'iyah? Meaning, if it's necessary because of Hezek Re'iyah to build this type of wall, and now we're in a Hezek Re'iyah situation, so tough. You guys decided that. Right? Oh. This Be'etzim is Tosfos' Kasha. What Donnie is saying is similar to what Tosfos is saying. If you look back in Tosfos now, right? Tema, now last line of Hakamash Malan. What do you mean? I have a Chiddush. There is a Chiddush in Ein Badin Chalukah. Hakamash Malan Dafilu Be'ein Badin Chalukah. De'ika Lameim Amanas Lasos Guda Lo Yisratzoi. That I would tell you, again, I guess
we learned together, so maybe it's similar to what both of you are saying. I think it's a little bit in the middle.
Because I might have said, I only agree to divide,
again, maybe because it's too small, maybe because of we're used to, you know, we're so on top of each other, but I only agree to divide if it's going to be a small wall.
But I'm going to lose a lot of space because it's a big, fat wall, then I never would have divided. I never would have divided. It's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. I never agreed on these terms. I never agreed on these terms. And that'll be a full-fledged wall. That'll be a full-fledged wall. Oh. That's one possibility. So again, that would reflect, again, not that there's any difference qualitatively in terms of the Hezek Re'iyah, but the Hava Amina might have been that if it's all based on my Ratzon, and we know that I never would have wanted to agree under certain circumstances, so at least as a Hava Amina, at least as a Hava Amina, I would have said, okay,
Your Masifas Ba'amah is enough. Kamash Malam. The Ran learns slightly differently. Back inside the Ran. Zok the Ran. Imei Hasam Abba Minimum Masifas Ba'amah Sagya. If we only had the case of Dakiral, I would have said that a Masifas is going to be sufficient. Kilomar. You notice that this, it just reflects how difficult this Gemara is to read. That right, when the Rishonim usually learn Rashi is very, very good. Do you care about most of the Rishonim use the term kolomar when, you know, as if to say, it's not easy to get out the simple pshat. So you have to tweak every single line of this Ran. Every shift started with the kolomar. Like, which is basically the Ran telling you that it's not a simple Gemara to read. You read through it quickly, you think it, but if you actually think about each line, the movement between the lines is not simple at all. So it says the Ran again, Klomar, Inakatanam no se bechazah sheyesh badin chaluka. If, again, see how he's saying it. If we had the Mishnah Dafirah, which told us what it told us about chazah sheyesh badin chaluka, and therefore the only thing that was left for our Mishnah to teach is Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek. And they can do that by using case of Yesh Badin Chaluka. So everyone would have done that in the case of Yesh Badin Chaluka. Who cares about Matsu? You can even be Kaifa. However, I mean, I would have thought, didn't he divachatesh Yesh Badin Chaluka Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek? Maybe Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek is only true in a Chatesh Yesh Badin Chaluka. But bechatzar she'ein badin chaluka mitov she'ina osu tashmish kolkach lo shemei hezek. Oh, he takes us in the opposite direction. He says, if we would have only had our Mishnah would have taught hezek riya shemei hezek in a case of yesh badin chaluka, then you know what I would have said? There's no such thing as hezek riya in this case. There's no such thing as Hezek in the case. Masifas, okay, so you have a shtickle of Masifas, and it's nice for a little bit of privacy, but it's not really Hezek Re'iyah. Why not? Because what's Hezek Re'iyah rooted in? Is that I'm going to be using my chatzer for private things. I got no space in a chatzer like this, so practically, what am I using it for? Why did you want to split? I want to split because you're a nudnik and I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. But I know that the same reason that Chazal said, or Meikar didn't, either way, that you can't force a split because it's too small is because it's too small. We want to split. Okay, that's because we have ulterior motives. Not because we think Chazal were wrong. Just in our particular circumstance, I would rather have a small... But you're going to tell me this Hezek Re'iyah? Hezek Re'iyah has to do with my tashmish in the chatzer. I can't use the chatzer. I can't use the chatzer. So I might have thought that again, in the chatzer, she'ein within chaluka, there's no Hezek Re'iyah at all. Again, different svar. The first, the svar that Tosos was saying was that maybe there is Hezek Re'iyah, but maybe it undermines our entire chaluka. Because I only agreed on a condition that I wouldn't lose so much because of a big fat wall. But yeah, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, I understand that. But again, it's all based on my Ratzon. The Ran is saying, no, maybe Hezek Riyah is Lav Shmei Hezek in this situation, therefore I don't need a wall. Because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is built on the assumption that I'm going to be able to use it for private things. I can't use it for anything private. Oh. That's what the Ran says. So what's the Kamash one? What's the Kamash one now? Sometimes when the Habavina gets too good, so then you have to figure out what's the Habavina. So let's finish up the Ran. Says the Ran. Who did he do me say with the Masisa Jemim and the Chalukas and Kayem? If you have a Habavina, is it Mamo the Pali Losagya? Oh, you know, I know that the Kamash one. Kosel, Lomer, She'ach, O'ikam, Yishuv, Hezek, Re'iyah. So what's the Kamash Malan of the... What's the Kamash of the Gemara? There's one more line that we have to get to in the Gemara, but there's already a Kamash Malan. So we need to figure out the Kamash Malan according to Tosfos' Mahalach and according to the Ran's Mahalach. So according to Tosfos' Mahalach, it's a little bit easier, right? Which is that, because again, Tosos understood the Hezek Yishmei Hezek was true at all stages. What was the Hava? I mean, the Hava, you know, was that implicitly when I agreed to divide in the Chatzar Shein Badin Chaluka, it's because I know that I'm not going to have to build a big wall that's going to ruin it. I never agreed to that. What's the Kamashmalan? Kamashmalan is that you don't get the choice. It goes, the bowl goes part of the way. Once you divide, there's a Takanas Chachamim Hezek V'Yishmei Hezek. Even if that was not what you wanted, then you shouldn't have agreed. But once you agreed, it just fits in. But according to the Ran, the Hava Amina was that there is no Hezek Riya. So what's the Kamash Mulan, says the Ran? There is Hezek Riya. So what was the Hava Amina? Right? It's a much more complicated. In Tosos, the Hava Amina was, meaning we'll give credence to your das. And your das goes so far as to not just be a rutzon on splitting, it's also it's toloi in whether I have a wall or not. Kamash Mulan, no! You don't have that choice. Fine. But according to the way the Ran's fancy pshat, the Ran says, "Oh, there is no hezek re'ia because you can't use them. So it's a kamash malan. I can't use them, right? It's the movement between the hava, and that's really what he says. Not to put the Ran on the spot, but right, the hava, you know, was." There is Hezek Riya. So what was the movement between the Hava Amina and the Maskana? Hava Amina is there is no Hezek Riya. The Kamash one is that there is Hezek Riya. So Luch Ora, again, you hear the Kasha?
The
question is this. According to the Ran, the Hava Amina of the Gemara was that if I have a Chatzar She'ein Badin Chaluka, I would not have needed a wall. Why would I not have needed a wall? Because in such a small space, Hezek is Lashem Hezek, because I can't really use it for much of anything. Right? Because Hezek Riya had to do with whether I could do private things. But I have a space that's so small, so there's no reason to put up the wall. But it comes along the Gemara and says, the Mishnah on Daf Beis, and teaches us, no, even in that situation, Hezek Riya is still Shmei Hezek. But what changed? If it's too small, then the Hezek Riya should not be Shmei Hezek. If it's, even when it's too small, it's Hezek Shmei Hezek, so what was the Hava Amina?
I still think it's a great, like, you would be able to use it, but maybe he has another private reason he wants to use it.
But again, there should be some sort of shift in Svara, I would think. Right? Something that I didn't know in the Hava Amina, or that something that changes between the Hava Amina and the Maskana. I think the answer here is really the same kind of answer that you have to answer most times when you have what appears to be a machlokas in Metzias. Right? There are times in the Gemara where it seems to be that they're arguing about the reality, which seems to be what it is here also. Right? Is there, it seems, just figure it out. Can I do private things? Is there Hezek Riya? Is there not? So the Hava Amina was that, yes, you can do private things even in a chatzah that's the size. But you cannot do as much as you can do if it was the bigger one of 4 amos and 4 amos. And because it was less, I could do less private things, the Hava Amina was that would not reach the threshold of the Takanas Chazal of having to build a wall because of Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. The finish of the Mishnah is that even if you're missing out on fewer private things, because you can't possibly do as much, Chazal went so far as to say even in that case, the Takana of Hezek Riya still applies. Clear? Say once more. Just again, very quickly. The Hava Amina was that you need to reach a certain threshold in order for it to be Shmei Hezek. And that comes about if you have what we would call the ideal chatzer. The ideal chatzer is at least 4 amos, and then I can use it for anything that I want. But if I have a really small one, yeah, I'm going to be limited, but I'm not at the bottom. I can't not get anything private. I can do some things. I just can't do as much as here because of the space. The Kamash Malan
then even this is Shmei Hezek enough that Chazal say you have to do something about it.
I think that's what the Ran means, because otherwise it's hard to read the Ran. The Havi means that it wasn't Kamash or not. What changed? The answer is that that's what changed. Good? Oh. Myridik. Beautiful. And again, now, so again, let's just quickly look back at the Tosos. This was Tosos' Kasha as well, right? Tema. Hakamash Bilon, Nafil Bein Dedin Chaluka. Diko, Nehme Lassas, Gudalos, Ritzak, Kedebe Rashnu Le'el. So what's a Kedebe Rashnu Le'el? So we're fortunate. We don't even know if we missed the Tosos before, and the Mesoros HaShas fills in for us. The Tosos on that base of a base. So there it says, Kedebe Ratzim, Bona Tzakos, Bal Korchon, base of a base. The Kaman, Mukila, Geshem, Badin Chaluka. Later on, the Gemara is going to set it up as a case where there's not a din chalukah. There's no ability to force a split. V'teimaliri. Amai nakatan mesis v'ein din chalukah. Why are we setting up that way? Because sonu ratzu. And therefore we have to say ratzu. Lo listei ratzu. Don't say ratzu. Ulai b'sheish b'din chalukah. Same kasha we keep asking. Why did the Tana do this? The tirits, the kamash on the saga, that b'shem b'din chaluka, the matzu, the meimar kizra, the chal lachlok, al menash lo zesguda, al menash lo zesguda lo shetzvaglach, v'yesh svarim demakshin of tarot kim hedder b'shili shmaitzim, which is very interesting. And we're going to see this as we get through the Gemara Mitzvah Shem tomorrow and probably the next day as well. There are severe girsa issues in this Gemara. Severe. Some of them existed already, but we're going to see tomorrow this whole Lishna Charina, which appears in parentheses over here. Usually in the Gemara, we skip the parentheses. The Maharam says here that the parentheses are actually the correct gears to the Gemara. So that's what we're going to probably go through some of that tomorrow. We'll go through beyond also. But Tosla says there, again, and it makes sense because it's such an obvious kasha, that there were versions of the Gemara that had this kasha of what are we teaching you by saying Dakka by Imba Din Chaluka in the Shaka Batari of the Gemara. Because again, it's really necessary in order to appreciate what the Gemara is saying. So again, where are we in the Gemara? In the Shaka Batari Gemara, so the Gemara just said, if I only had the Mishnah on Daf, hey, If I only had, the Mishnah over there, then I would have said that our Mishnah is Dafka talking about Hezekri in a Chatzar Sheyesh Badin Chaluka, but in a Chatzar Sheyein Badin Chaluka, you could have just put up a Mesivas Ba'ama. Oh, so he asks the Gemara, V'lisneha v'lolisnehach. Fine. You want to say that? You need our Mishnah? Because you wouldn't know about Hezekriah. So just have our Gemara. I'm sorry, just have our Mishnah. Let our Mishnah teach you Hezekriah Shmei Hezek in a Katzer She'ein Ba Din Chaluka. And that will, Agav, teach us this concept of Yesh Ba Din Chaluka, Ein Ba Din Chaluka. And I don't read the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. You can tell me Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph isn't enough, okay. But I can get it all out of Bezim and Aleph, and I don't need Yud Aleph. Yeah?
How would you learn about that if you can't back out?
How would I... I think what he's saying is that fundamentally, once, if you only had our Mishnah Ein Ba Din Chaluka, so then you would ask why that set up as a Ein Ba Din Chaluka, and you would end up coming to that same, you would end up learning both things out of our Mishnah.
So how are you learning out that you can't back out from this?
Again, because if the Mishnah said, if our Mishnah told us that Ashut Min Shiratsu Lachlok, you guys, give me a second, let me say it again. According to the Ran, that the question is was about, no, according to the, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Yonah, then how would I learn this Salah that you cannot back out? So if I would have had our Mishnah and said you build the Kosel, so would I have thought that after you build the Kosel you can back out?
Maybe from the fact that, we're forcing them to build the wall shows that he can't back out because we didn't want
to... I hear you. I need to think about it a little bit more. It could be you could still learn both out. I need to think about it a little bit more, but it could be you could still learn both from our Mishnah.
Is it possible the fact that we force him to build the wall means that he can't back out?
It's permanent.
Because
it might be.
He's forcing the wall. That means that he's also forced to stay into the partnership to build the wall.
Right. I think it's something like that. I hadn't thought about it before. It's a good question. Right? Yeah, something along those lines. I think you'd be able to learn both out. Oh, so why do I need both Mishnayos? The Gemara gives a very strange answer. It's really just for one din of the Sefer, and then agav that, we do the rest of things, which again happens sometimes. So says the Gemara, Sefer Tzirichalei. We need to schedule the Sefer of the Kisvei HaKodesh. When it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, Avo Bishesh Neim Rotzim Lo Yachloku. If we own Kisvei HaKodesh together, we want to divide. Here, even though we're going to usually we say, if it's your own property, you can do whatever you want. Here, we do not say that. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? So Rashi says, Ubikisvei HaKodesh, Sefer Torah. Shubikrach Echad. Sefer Torah is on one roll. Or in one parchment that the Sifrei Tanakh are written on. Rashi over there rounds out the picture in Daf Yudalef. Rashi there says, Kisvei HaKodesh Chav Dal Tzvarim, any of the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. They wrote them on a scroll like a Sefer Torah Shalom, like our Sefer Torah. So what's the issue? Why can't you do it? Rashi then Yira'alav says Lafichah Ginai Hador Melchatchan, because they're written as one, chopping it up would be inappropriate. It would be a Ginai to the Sefer Torah, and if you're going to be Mevaz at the Sefer Torah, that you can't even opt into. So the question is, what's the Bizaya? Right? Our Sefer Torah, it's in the post we talk about this, our Sefer Torah that are written on different sections and then sewn together, it's not, you know, cutting the sinews, the gidim that combine them, doesn't seem to be as much of an embarrassment as taking a, you know, razor blade and cutting the parchment. So it could be that the same thing would not apply over there. But again, it's an amazing line that the Gemara has here, is that the main chiddush of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, on the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, is really about this Kisvei HaKodesh, which is that there are situations, I wonder if there are others, but again, in which there is another value. And therefore, even though we decide together that we have ownership and we want to do something with it, we are bound because of something else. That's the chiddush of Kisvei HaKodesh. But again, fundamentally, the rest of the Shaka, the Gemara, the Sod, I think, again, when we spend a few minutes thinking about it, I think actually sheds a lot of light onto our sugya and our understanding of Hezekiah in general. Okay, Shkoyach Rabbi.